Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm the host of the Pastor Brian Podcast. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years, in ministry for 21 years, and a Christian from elementary school. In all those times, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person in community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. Welcome to the season of ordinary time. Let us begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, you are mighty to save and bring redemption to the overlooked. Yet by your power, you raise up the unlikely to tell of your grace and love. May we, like your servant Abraham, live long lives telling of your gospel. Help us to seek out our faithful and experienced brothers and sisters, so we can learn from them of your salvation and glory. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 86, verses 1 through 10, and verses 16 through 17 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We will begin with a refrain based on this psalm. I will sing it through once, and then you may join me the second time. We will sing it throughout the psalm. After we are done reading the psalm, we will end with the refrain again. Let's sing the scripture together.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
Sing with me.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
In the day of my trouble I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations you have made come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
We have a special guest today in our reader, Reverend Elizabeth Ingram Schindler. Our scripture reading is from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13, through chapter 3, verse 5, NIV.
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as firstfruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us, that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It's called a litany. I will lead you into a topic of prayer, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and then you will respond, "Hear our prayer." We will then move to the next topic of prayer. If you need any more time, or if you're doing this as a family and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up with us. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise your name. You called us into your gospel so we might enjoy your glory. So we pray, thanking you for your blessings upon us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for those who lost their jobs today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for Breonna Taylor, her family, and all lives destroyed by systemic racism and violence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May you, O Lord, direct our hearts into God's love and Christ's assurance. Amen. Thank you to Reverend Elizabeth Ingram Schindler for reading Scripture. Elizabeth is lead pastor of Faith Church in Issaquah, Washington. She is one of the best pastors I know. I could tell it from the first day we met as we helped lead the Duke Youth Academy for Christian Formation at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, while in graduate school. She is faithful, strong, passionate, and loves to tell of the gospel. You can learn more about the Fruitful Congregation where she is called and hear her Spirit-filled sermons at faithunited.org. I'll be sure to place the information in our show notes. Thank you, Elizabeth. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you. Thanks to all y'all for listening today. If you enjoyed the time of prayer, we do have one small favor to ask of you. Would you be willing to subscribe to the podcast and share it with others? We want as many people to pray together as possible. Thanks so much, and blessings.